You're listening to Mike and Trisha Mornings on 93.1 KISS FM.
Okay, so we're back with Michael Gopin with Ask a Lawyer. It's our special once a month chit chat with Michael Gopin. This is your way to get your legal question or your legal problem in front of Michael Gopin and get an answer for it. Okay, so Mr. Gopin, you know that a couple of years back, there was an 18-wheeler who just ran up the side of the freeway and set one of the overpasses on fire. So that was a huge 18-wheeler accident. Right. And then, of course, earlier this week when we had snow, there was the problem on I-10. They had to close it down in order to clean up the mess. And so that was another pretty spectacular 18-wheeler accident. But there's been a lot of them. We do see a lot of it because I-10 is such a huge traffic corridor for 18-wheelers. So we have some questions. A couple of them come from drivers themselves. So, but this first one comes from Adrian, and he said that he was driving down I-10, and he's not sure that something can be done about this, but he said, you know, that rubber tire coating that comes off of 18-wheeler tires, they're all over the freeway, and he said that the bottom of his car is messed up and his alignment feels messed up too. So is there anything he can do, and, you know, is there any kind of recourse that he has after running over one of those huge pieces of rubber?
No, unfortunately, there is probably no recourse in that particular event. You have no idea whose tire it was, which trucking company caused this problem. So I think you're kind of stuck in that situation. If it's major damage, you can certainly call your own insurance company and have them take care of it. You'll have a deductible, of course. Mm-hmm. And then your rates, you know, may go up for using your coverage, but if it's, you know, a lot of money, then it may be worth it. But in terms of suing somebody, no, I think you're not going to be able to come up with a case to sue the tire people.
So you couldn't, like, maybe sue TxDOT or the city because they don't keep that stuff off the freeway?
Well, then you'd also have to know how long it had been on the freeway, if they had notice of the tires on the freeway, the debris, and lots of things that they would have no, you know, ability to know immediately. I mean, it could have happened within 5 minutes of the time that the tire was, came apart a little bit. So they have a duty to keep the streets, reasonable, but without knowing those type of information, it's going to be really, really difficult to hold them responsible.
Oh, you lawyers, you just don't want to make us any money.
We do.
Well, you know, his specialty, yes, he does.
Right? So I
suspect that is also the same and true of, like, you know, when rocks come flying from, like, these construction trucks and these other trucks that are taking little rocks here and there that they come and damage your windshield. I guess that would be kind of hard to prove.
Very hard to prove, yeah, for sure. And, a rock flew out of your, you know, back of your truck and I'm holding you responsible. It's going to be, you know, difficult. I mean, if there was some, you know, in that case, you may have a little bit better chance to try to make that argument, if they didn't secure the cabin or perhaps, you know, it led to a more catastrophic type incident. Maybe, you know, lots of debris came out of it. You see those cases once in a while, you know, debris comes out of a truck or furniture falls out of a truck and it causes an accident, causes injuries. Then you can directly link the debris to this particular accident. In the case that we're talking about, with just random, you know, tire debris, there's no way to be able to ascertain where it came from and how long it had been there.
Okay. So our second question about this comes from James, who is a truck driver, and he says that he's scared he's going to lose his CDL because he was involved in a minor accident involving another semi-trailer. He says, do you know if they can take my license from me? Is there anything I can do to fight this?
Well, they probably won't take your license away, but your employers are very, very difficult and very, what's the word I'm looking for? They're very strict in terms of if you get into an accident or have an at-fault event, they often do fire you or your job is in jeopardy. So it is a really big deal for commercial drivers. I would talk to the police officer myself if I was him. perhaps get a statement that, you know, maybe we don't know that it was your fault. Maybe it's unclear. Something that would clear him in this type of event would be very beneficial. So I would talk to the officer that did the report and maybe get him to change his mind, show your side of the argument. And I've seen police officers definitely change their opinion and their mm-hmm. reports. So it is possible, but that's how I do to protect myself.
Okay. But then again, does this go back to, you know, Texas being an at-will state and they can get rid of you?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it didn't matter if the cop changes the story. I mean, if they want to get rid of you, they're going to get rid of you, right?
Oh, that's a fact for sure. So, I mean, if they want to fire you, they're going to fire you. But, you know, in terms of having your record clean, and some will just say if you're in an accident, that's it, regardless of fault. So it depends on how tough the employer is. But certainly for future employment, if you could, you know, make the case that it wasn't your fault and have some concrete evidence, it certainly will be beneficial to you in the future going forward to present it to your future employer that, hey, this is what happened. It's not my fault. I spoke to the officer. I got him to give a statement, and I'm cleared. And that would go a long way to show your future employer also if this one doesn't work out.
Okay. And then the last question we've got is from Georgina. She said she got into an accident about a year ago with an 18-wheeler. The driver was changing lanes into the far left lane and ran her into the wall. She said, I didn't collide with the trailer, but I feel like because he didn't notice me, he should be at fault. She says she has the trailer's license plate and the company info. Does she have a case?
Well, technically she has a case, but in practical matters, I don't think she does. Since there was no contact, you know, this particular driver would have no idea there was even an accident. So you would have to make a case that you didn't report for over a year to anybody. You didn't report it to the police. You didn't report it to the trucking company. So they're going to be very leery, you know, of this accident or their involvement in it at all. So in a technical matter, yeah, you would have a case to try to present and secure evidence that would help you. But without witnesses, without an accident report, without, you know, any contact with this insurance company or the trucking company for a year, it's going to be very sketchy at best.
And what if you had said something not long after? Would that change the scenario, or is it the same thing because, you know, the trucker never even realized? Because, you know, I don't think we realize sometimes that there's a lot of these blind spots,
right,
you know, that 18-wheelers mm-hmm. have, and we're in them, and they don't even know that we're there a lot of the time. Would that have been a case had it been done almost immediately?
You would certainly have a better chance. You know, they wouldn't be so leery about, you know, the fact that you didn't report it and so forth. It'd be as kind of a, what they call a swearing match kind of case, where one driver says, this is what happened, and he ran me off the road. And even if he truly didn't know it, that doesn't mean it wouldn't be his fault if he actually ran the guy off the road, because you can see how an 18-wheeler, you know, could do that. So it depends on who the jury would believe. Would they believe the trucker who says, I don't know what she's talking about. I have no recollection. I didn't get into an accident. Yes, I drove through El Paso, but I didn't do anything out of the normal course of how I drive. And the other driver who says, well, this is what happened. He changed lanes, and I had to take evasive action and so forth. And so it's really who the jury will believe and who comes off as a more reliable and credible witness.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I think we touched on a lot of things, a lot of interesting things. So, if you want to submit your question for next month's Ask a Lawyer, go to kissalpaso.com, click on the Ask a Lawyer tab in the must read bar, or use the submit audio feature on the free 93.1 Kiss FM mobile app. Thank you so much, Michael Gopin. Oh,
thanks for having me.
All right. We'll talk to you next month.
Okay. Sounds good. Looking forward
to
it.
Start the new year.